Last week, I authorized the Department of Justice to file a motion that, in the U.S. tax court that challenges the IRS's refusal to recognize the statute of limitation for all Virgin Islands taxpayers. This was something that I had discussed and with the Attorney General for a while, and it was based on a legal opinion that he gave me several months ago. But I decided now was the most appropriate time, one, because of the case that we filed in support of, but most importantly, that it's important that we protect the right of Virgin Islands taxpayers when it comes to recognizing the statute of limitations. We're not asking for anything special, anything different. We're just asking for the same equality that it comes that the IRS recognize that statute of limitations. It's been an issue that's been ongoing since 2004 with a certain consistency ever since the Jobs Act was passed, but also one that I've discussed a number of times both with senators and with representatives in the House. And even legislation was passed that recognized it in the House based on the efforts of Congressman Rangel and our own delegate Christensen. But I thought now was the time for us to take a judicial route. And I'm hopeful, based on the case, that we'll see some success, and this issue will no longer be one that puts the Virgin Islands taxpayers at a disadvantage.